This is KYW In Depth. I'm Charlotte Reese. The coronavirus pandemic has hit just about every type of business you can think of. But one industry in particular that's having a lot of trouble right now is movie theaters. Are theaters going to be able to convince people to keep coming out, especially right now at the height of the streaming revolution? And after studios have seen a lot of success bringing new movies right to your living room. I wanted to ask someone who studies theaters about how the industry is doing right now, what kind of changes they're making, and what kind of shape they're going to be in after COVID-19.
My name is Subodh Kumar. I'm Paul R. Anderson Distinguished Chair Professor at Temple University in the Fox School of Business. I'm mainly in the Marketing and Supply Chain Management Department. And I'm also have a joint appointment in Information Systems and Statistical Science Department at the Fox School of Business. I'm also the founding director of Center for Data Analytics at the Fox School of Business.
So even before the coronavirus pandemic hit, what was the movie theater industry looking like? What kind of shape was it in even a couple years ago?
So what was happening, as we all have seen and read about, that one of the challenges they are facing right now is with all the streaming services that is happening. So they have been struggling with that, and a lot of people now have started using streaming services for certain kind of movies. So we still see that people are going to movie theaters for blockbuster movies, but there are a lot of movies. Certain segment of customers are preferring to see in their living room or media room rather than going to theaters. And they're finding it challenging. And with Gen Z, which is more inclined towards all these online devices, we see more and more of that happening. So if you look at some of the data, they were already struggling with that in terms of number of people visiting. But what they had done to avoid that problem is that most of the companies, they have worked very hard. When I'm talking about companies, I'm first talking about production houses. They have signed these agreements that there will be exclusive run of the movie for about 90 days in these theaters. Now, you have to think this from the perspective of movie makers and the theater owners. Now, theater chains like AMC, Regal, Cinemark, They want this exclusive time period to be as long as possible, of course, right? But there have been a lot of push to reduce the this exclusive time period. Now, for most of the contracts, what we still see is that 90 days exclusive for the movies. But what is going to happen and what is already happening is that because of all the push towards reducing this time, where a lot of entertainment companies are also pushing actually to reduce the exclusive time. They are seeing a lot of pressure on that. So they are under immense pressure to somehow survive in this market. And what we saw actually right before pandemic in 2019, a lot of houses were very aggressive. Like for example, Disney, they came up with several of their releases. They were most like finale of their large series. And they were trying to basically make as much money as possible out of all those things. For example, they had Avengers Endgame, then Star Wars, major big epic conclusions of that, Toy Story. Now, because of that, we were already, a lot of analysts were saying 2020 is going to be not as good for movie industry. So even before pandemic, there were a lot of challenges, the revenues going down. 2020 was expected not to be a great year for theaters, both from the production side of the movies, because they were not expecting those big ones like 2019, and then the pressure of all the streaming services. So, you know, they were certainly had a lot of issues even before all these things happened.
And now some states are even reopening their theaters again. I was reading about California, and even overseas, France is reopening their theaters. But, you know, moviegoers are going to have to wear face masks and get their temperatures checked, all those sort of things. And the theater capacity has to be less than what it usually is. can the theater business model sustain this type of change? How do theaters make their money? Like, what kind of margins do they run on?
So when you think of the margins of the theater, so they, if you think of the movie industry in the US, the theaters, the revenue is around $15 billion. And that $15 billion a year, that's the movie theater business in the US right now. And that was 2019 data, of course. And out of this $15 billion, $11 billion was coming in box office revenue, and $4 billion was in concessions, what they sell in the stores. So these are the, this is the kind of breakdown of their revenue. Now, if you think of that, if you try to break it down further, those $15 billion that is they are getting in their revenue from box office, the big chunk of that also goes to the theater companies. But the $4 billion that is coming in their concessions, that's where they have a huge margin on that. So they really make good amount of money on that. And if you think on the employment side, they are employing around 150,000 people in theaters right now in the US. So what really happens when you look at these numbers, and they are closed for already for few months, and in many states they are not coming back. And by the way, as you mentioned, that some states they are coming back, but they are also, most of the states they are putting restrictions on the capacity. So they're not going usually more than 25% capacity of what they could do. So with these numbers, even to go back and just recover what they have lost, it will take 18 months to 2 years just to recover the money. Now, think about the largest one, right? So largest one right now is AMC, which is the largest theater circuit. They, and you know that many people don't know, they are actually owned by this China's Dalian Wanda Group. They are the one who are managing this or owning AMC theaters. They themselves are in long-term debt right now of around $5 billion. So stores like the theaters like AMC, they have tried to raise around $500 million right now in private debt just to stay afloat right now. And they have, their stocks are down 50% after this coronavirus. So that's the one side. So they have a huge problem. The other side is the smaller houses. So smaller houses are in big problem, the smaller chains. They are actually in bigger problem. The larger chains like AMC, they are still able to raise money to stay in the market, and they will incur a lot of losses. But what would happen is then they will recover it in 2 years or so, and they can stay around. But the smaller houses, the problem is that they don't have that much incentive. They are right now relying on some stimulus bill that is already coming there, or they're kind of the theater lobby in Washington. They are asking for $2 trillion stimulus bill through Congress to save these small businesses like LA's art house chains and independent theaters. They are not able to survive. They are among one of the hardest hit. So what would happen is that this large chains, even though they will incur loss, they will see few changes in there. First one is that they will have to close down some of their theaters. They're not going to run all of them. So they will get thin into what they are running. Second, what we will see is that they will be somehow trying to cut down or improve their margins. So they are trying to sign more deals with this movie production houses to see how they can survive. And third, for some time they will have a lot of layoffs and all, but eventually they will try to do. But there's one more factor that is very important to understand here, is that it's not just about the US market. The global box office right now is a big deal for Hollywood movies, and that is also taking a big hit. So even production houses are struggling, especially Chinese market is pretty huge. And they stopped the theaters in January itself. And major international plays like Mulan or Fast and Furious 9, they rely heavily on China's box office. So that will be another thing that will put all these production houses in tight spot as well. So, you know, clearly everybody is in a mess. Nobody knows the solution to the problem yet. Hopefully, we will have some better economic model, but we don't have any right now.
Right. And as you mentioned earlier about streaming services, I mean, I've been thinking a lot about that too. A lot of movies have had to switch their premieres from theaters to streaming. The new Trolls movie that was released via streaming made something like $100 million in revenue. So, I mean, what are movie studios and movie theaters thinking about right now? I mean, that is a huge competitor.
So think about this. You know, what Disney did first was that. So I talked about this 90-day exclusivity right that theaters have signed right now with most of the production houses. So what they have is that you can't release for 90 days anywhere else. People have to come to theater to watch. Now, there have been a lot of pressure from third parties, from streaming companies, but also from production houses itself to move earlier to streaming companies. Now, you have to see why they want to move to streaming company earlier. There's two big reasons for that. Number one, their advertising and promotion cost goes down significantly. When they release the movies in theater, they have to spend more money. And how they are advertising these days? They are advertising, of course, through releasing the trailers in theaters, but also they are doing a lot of social media advertising, TV advertising. Now, a lot of those advertising costs goes down if they release earlier on streaming services, because there are two parts to that. One is that streaming services themselves take some of those marketing costs, and second, it's a lot easier for them to advertise that. So they have their vested interest in moving earlier to streaming services. And sometimes they are able to cut very good deals with the streaming services by giving them exclusive rights to run the movie. So they sign it with either Amazon Prime or Hulu or Netflix, and they do very good. So they themselves want to do that. Now, who is the loser in the whole game is theaters, right? Theaters certainly don't want to do that. Right now, what happened after COVID, some companies like Disney, they took a stand on that and they told, see, now people, theaters are closed. We don't know how long it will be closed. So they did Frozen 2. They released it on their online platform. Even though the film was released on November 22nd, before 90 days, they released it on their platform. And what they told was that, see, the people are at home, families are at home, and we can't release for a very long time in theater, so we have to go against that 90-day deal. But at the same time, now more and more companies started doing that, and some of the movies directly moved to streaming services because they cannot sit on the movie for very long after it is made. And some of them, they basically delayed their release, and a lot of movies, their release date is delayed, including some of the big budget movies. So what happens, all of this, and they stop production on those movies. So even if we come back, the theaters are not going to get a lot of movies right away. Why? Because either they have already been released on streaming services, or the production was delayed. So that will go in December or later than December. So that's another challenge theaters are going to face right now. So it's not about opening up. So even if they open up the theaters, first of all, they will have a capacity constraint. Second, people are still very careful. And we saw what happened. See, where all this big jump happened, in Texas and Florida. These are the two states where people started going to theaters, and Georgia. Now, what we have seen in last 3-4 days, these are the states where the biggest jump in the case is happening. And what is happening, in fact, in last 1 or 2 days, I was looking at these reports on what is happening with theater. People are not going to theater and restaurant again in Texas and Florida. A lot of people, the numbers have gone down. So what will happen, even states like New Jersey, Pennsylvania, they start opening up, you are not going to see people going to theater as much. So they have restriction of 25% of capacity at many places, but they may not even feel that, because people are not coming as much. And then when people start coming, they may not have as many movies to release because production is all delayed. And production is not going to start either until we open up the economy, right? So, and there is a delay in that as well. So even if we open everything, things are going to be pretty messed up for next 7-8 months for theaters. And then one last part which is going to make it very difficult for them is, in the process, what happened, the streaming services started taking more control, or the production houses are releasing now on streaming services. They can use that as an example, and they say, see, we released it, it worked out okay. So they may start doing more and more of that. So theaters really need to rethink their strategy on how they can maintain. And none of the contracts can work if you are just doing it by pushing people and lobbying. So right now, this 90-day contract is mostly on the lobbying basis, and they are pushing that we will go out of business. But unless production house say that we are not losing significant amount of money because of this contract, their lobby is also going to push back on that. And they say, no, we are going to release it earlier. So it's not going to be very simple or easy time for theaters. Some of the things they were trying to avoid for some time, it's not going to work out anymore. So they have a challenge from multiple sides, but streaming services are going to play a big role in that challenge that they are facing right now.
That's a lot. Can you think of another time that you've seen this happen before, where an industry that's had a sort of fight for its life because of an economic or public health circumstance?
See, we haven't seen anything this big until 1918 when Spanish flu came, right? So we really can't compare this with any other time when things went bad. Now, you also have to realize when in the economic recession time, there are always two effects. One is that people cut down their spending on any luxury things. But at the same time, people are a little more depressed and they need more entertainment. So what we really see is that whenever most of the economic recession, whether it's 2009, 2001, or even earlier, what happened is that actually theater businesses didn't go down as much as other luxury items. So people cut down on buying luxury clothing. People cut down on maybe expensive food. But theater industry actually sometimes get even benefited or remain same because of two opposing effects, because people need more entertainment at that time because they need some upliftment. And theaters do a good job in doing that. So they have not seen such bad time. But in last 5 to 10 years, they are seeing the downturn that is going on because of streaming services. But they have not seen such kind of situation with the health situation or recession where people could not go to theaters at all. So if you ask me to compare, I will say no, they don't have a benchmark. That's the problem we have right now. We don't have any benchmark. We don't have any comparison. And to make things work, we don't have any economic models to model this kind of things, how we will design them. So some of my work was around how theaters and production house should manage this marketing thing to compete with streaming services, right? So right now, since the whole idea of marketing has changed, how they should be more aggressive in using social media, what theaters can do to involve social media more to bring more people to theater, like by creating network value, like some discussion forum. If you come to this theater, you can watch movies. And big houses are trying, not only in the US, but also across the world. Theaters are trying to get more involvement of people on social media so that they come more to theater. And we have come up with some models on that. But all of that was just competing with streaming services. We have never modeled for a situation like what we are facing right now, because we did not foresee, or we were not that visionary to look at that. But one thing I will add is happening is that was an interesting feature of drive-in theaters. So the whole idea of drive-in theater is that you have this big screen in a park where people can sit down in their car and they can watch movies. There could be some other fun activities for kids. Now, drive-in theaters have been around for some time, but it was not very popular because people didn't find it that attractive. Or there was a very small group of people who were finding it very attractive. So interestingly, during COVID, Some places, drive-in theaters, their revenue went up to like 95% or so. And Showboat Drive-In Theater in Texas, they saw a big jump in sales. And the reason was that, you know, as you realize, in the initial period of COVID-19, Texas did not have as much of a lockdown as other states. So people were going out, but still they were not comfortable going out of their car. So this worked out very good for them. But there's also a caveat to that. Only 5 to 10% of these drive-in theaters throughout the country, they actually benefited. Rest of them either remained the same or went down. For example, in New York, Pennsylvania, Ohio, Virginia, Maryland, these places, and they make up around, they're around 305 US drive-in theaters in the country right now. And around 89 to 90 of them comes from these five states, New York, Pennsylvania, Ohio, Virginia, and Maryland. And they were completely shut down. In these states, even the drive-in theaters were shut down. But that could be something interesting that may come out in next few months, at least until people are more comfortable to go to theater. So they will see, but that does not help this movie theaters, large chain or small chain. But at least movies can run there.
Right, yeah, that's an interesting point. Do you think we're going to, you know, look back at this time and really be able to see kind of a shift in the changes of maybe the film industry, movie theaters, and just the media industry as a whole when we look back at 2020?
It will. And I'll tell you, some of this will not be all for bad. So I talked about a lot of negative consequences. But one of the problem was that theaters were not being very innovative either. We saw a lot of challenges coming from streaming services. And also some of the production houses have not been that innovative because they were getting all the push from streaming services, both in terms of distributing their movies. But also you have to realize another thing, that the streaming services are also making their own movies, original movies. So even production houses is getting a lot of competition from that. But why they were not that innovative is that because the push was not enough to push them off the cliff. And I think the thing was that they were waiting and waiting and they were making small changes. So maybe this gives them a big push, which may be fatal for some of these theaters or some of the large and small chains. But that may push to make some fundamental changes on how we make movies, how we distribute movies. And that may be for good of the society as well as the, you know, consumers may be better off. What would be those changes? That's what we need to discuss and debate right now. And they need to sit down and they need to really think out of box that what they can do. But I believe that, you know, that may lead to some fundamental shift year 2020. Like all other industries, I think movie industry will get that big push. On both production as well as the distribution and watching of the movies.
That's interesting insight. Thank you so much, Professor Kumar, for talking about the future of the movie theater industry.
No problem.